A very warm welcome to Jagulera to my podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. And please introduce yourself. Who is Jagulera?
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a long time in the making. We've been trying to get our schedules together, so it feels so good to actually get to sit down with you finally and have this chat. Who am I? I'm a human. I am a human that's navigating this world and learning about what I can bring forward. And some of those things that I'm discovering about myself is that I'm a sovereign being and I can be an empowered being and I can be a healthy being. And I love to work with energy. So my world is around light language and light codes. I transmit universal source energy in the with the Eternal Heart Center in the form of light language and light codes. And that sounds very abstract and lofty, but it's actually very grounded because I've discovered that we're literally working, our whole world is built on light codes. The universe is built on light codes. So it's become a very powerful part of my life as I discover the power of light codes. So I work with people and I'm an author, international best-selling author of three books. I'm also an international speaker. I go to expos and talk on the subject of light language and light codes and healing and what energy is, and continue to walk this path, meeting amazing people such as yourself.
Thank you so much for meeting you in a really, for me, awkward situation, sitting with a smashed kneecap somewhere at the airport, and someone says, "Do you need energy? Do you remember the moment?" And I say, "Yes, I do." And it's been 7 years ago, 2018, November. Wow.
Wow.
Like, yeah, 6.5, 7 years. So cool. So we thought about talking about light language. And for me, that whole energy world is not only energy because we have a body. And that energy needs to go through the body. We also do need our nervous system because we can't handle all that energy. We need to be at least to be really grounded, what you already said, and to have really in some kind of way, at least a healthier lifestyle, because we need that whole being. And if we break it down, you already said that, or you just like pointed out that we are human beings. This is like what we are. So, you're doing lots of things to keep yourself healthy, that you are able to bring your wonderful being into the world. Do you want to talk about that topic, or just give us some tips? What's really important for channelers to do that they lift ear for.
Yeah, the grounding is really important. So the way I look at the world is everything is energy, absolutely everything. So our bodies are still energy. The chair I'm sitting on is energy. Everything is energy. So it's just how it's organized and the pressure that's put on it, or the spin that's put on it, or how we perceive it and interact with it. So and this is the multidimensionality of our world, how many different directions we can go on one topic. But you asked specifically, like, what can channelers do? Specifically, probably with the nervous system, right? Because we bring in all this energy, and it can be often spirit is coming in, and every time we channel, they're upgrading us. And what that means is we're getting stretched. It's our baseline is changing because we're being stretched, we're being pushed past our comfort zone. So then we get some symptoms of that. We get maybe a stuffy nose, or we get a headache, or we get a tummy ache, or we feel like we have to eat a bunch of food to get grounded again. So what I found really helpful was heart-focused breathing, which is a heart math technique. Heart Math is an institute out of California, and they study the heart rate variability and its effect on the nervous system and brain function and how we navigate in the world and the energy that comes out into our aura, because it's our heart that produces the electromagnetic field that goes into our environment. So they have a series of very basic, sweet meditations where you focus in on the heart space and you breathe with the heart space. And I found this to be very, very useful. And then what I like to do is add focusing in on the feet, because we don't focus on our feet very much. And that's where we have to send the energy. The energy has to be in our whole body. So, and then there's this training that we get, a lot of us get as spiritualists, that the energy is coming in through our crown and down into our feet, which is that's one direction that it can go. But what I've noticed with the nervous system is it's more helpful for the energy of the earth to come into the body. So we do grounding breath where we bring the earth energy in through the bottoms of the feet on the inhale, and then on the exhale, we relax. And on the inhale, we draw it up a little bit further, and on the exhale, we relax until we bring it all the way to the top of our head. And the reason why this is particularly powerful is because our bodies, our physical bodies, are of the earth. So the earth's energy is very healing and very balancing and very, like, it's like nutritious for the body. You can heal so much with this energy. So the really some of the amazing healers of the world, like one of my teachers, Rosalind Breuer, she heals with earth energy, and she's had enormous success, like going into hospitals and doing things you think would be impossible using this energy. So do this practice where we're bringing the energy in and focus in on the heart, and I think you have something really, really magical.
Yeah. And this is so cool because this is what I do too. I walk a lot of barefoot with my like on the ground, at home or in the woods. Or what I also use is my root chakra, because it really helps me to keep grounded. Or like now I'm sitting here and I try to feel the heaviness of my body. So thank you for sharing this, that this is really important. And we were talking about nutrition as well, that those stuff is influencing our energetical system. And I don't want to take away the food from you, just like to think about what you put into your body, that it has maybe slightly some effect on your energetical system. Do you want to share your experiences, or at least maybe some tips in that area of nutrition?
Yeah, okay. So because everything is energy, everything is energy. So the food we bring in is energy. And one of the things that I've been shown in the last year is life force vitality is a specific spin and angle of the electrons. And life food. So life food, or live food, whatever, however you want to say it, is like a raw living food. So it would be a plant-based diet, and you wouldn't cook. You would just eat it and eat the food in its raw, organic, natural state. So think about an apple, okay? The life force that's in an apple that's just been picked off a tree compared to an apple that's been in the fridge for a while. Like, which would you rather eat?
Or lying in the supermarket under artificial lights, and lots of people touch that thing, so all that energy, like, it absorbs it, I feel like.
It certainly gets diminished. But it's still like better than if it's been sitting in your fridge for 6 months decomposing. But if you just feel into that food, like the living food is, I believe, what's really, really beneficial for the body. But a lot of people can't live off raw vegan food. That's not sustainable for every body and every lifestyle. And there's a number of reasons for that. I mean, it's genetics, what you grew up with and the microbiome that was created for you. And to change that is a long journey, and it can be uncomfortable. So not everybody wants to go through that. So I respect, I've tried the raw living foods, and for a month. I lasted a month. And the reason why I didn't last longer is because Thanksgiving rolled around, and food is a community event, right? And when you start, I don't know, making your diet something that no one else can align with, then it can be isolating and very, very challenging. And at the time, I wanted to be with my family and not have pr any other pressures, and I was already vegan. I wasn't eating the meat, so that was like hard enough. Like that everybody else is going to eat turkey or something, and I was opting out of that. So it isn't for everyone, but what I can say in that month was I had the best sleep, the best digestion, the best energy. I felt amazing. It's only a month. I know people who have been raw living food for much, much longer than that, like 5 years. And then I asked them, well, why did you stop? And because they report that they felt incredible. And it's for the reasons that I just mentioned, that it's a bit isolating. It's hard to to navigate the social society. So the spin that gets created with a living food, though, that's what gives you that life force. And so what I look for now is I eat a whole food diet. I eat eggs. My body really likes eggs, so I've gone that direction, and a little bit of fish if it's fresh. I don't eat frozen, and hasn't had to travel very far. So those are my preferences. And otherwise, pretty much salad. Like salad is a staple in my house. Every dinner is salad with a little something else. And because I live in Canada where it's cold, that's why I like the eggs, because they're warm or something like that. Generally, the life force in that sort of Mediterranean style diet is quite good. It's you can feel the energy in it, and the body responds to that. I also found a company out of California that is incredibly, they've done amazing work with creating organic, like food, sustainable packaging. They've been the pioneers. They actually were part of the USDA organic certified label. They made that happen. Or they were part of the process of making that happen. And so they're called Purium, and so I work with them. And although it's not like going to your farmer's market and getting that fresh green arugula or something right from there, or the sprouts or something, or the apple we were talking about, it's not that, because it's had to be dried and powderized. It still has retained a lot of vitality, and you can feel that in the drinks that you make with it. So I do really recommend that company, and I find it's a good place for people to start, especially if they're used to just eating more of a typical American diet or something. It would bring a lot of vitality into the body. And I noticed that the spin, I was shown how the food from Purium does affect the spin and the angle of the electrons to a more, much more healthy vitality angle.
So for me, thank you for sharing, because I also experienced what you said. So I was vegan a couple of years. Some days I am vegan, some days I am not. And before my accident, I was eating 2 times per day and I felt so good. And it was completely gluten-free and sugar-free, like the healthiest diet I ever had. So then afterwards, I realized there's something missing. And I realized I need more omega-3. So I tried like the vegan stuff, and my body said, no, I want the salmon stuff. So the capsules, and it felt better. So this is what I really highly recommend, to listen to your body. And when we talk about energy, and this is a funny thing what I do, when I walk through the grocery store, I feel the energy. And sometimes I pick stuff which is pretty unhealthy, but it feels like it was produced with love. And so you eat that love energy, and my inner child loves that, by the way. So, and here comes the inner child thing and that emotional part, because if you have like an imprint that something helps you to feel really comfortable inside of you, I eat that stuff because it helps me, like a hot chocolate or whatever, you know? So, and for me, it's right now to bring things in balance, to feel, okay, is this too much coffee right now? Do I need less? Or is it too much sugar? Or like the last days, I felt like I need more liquids. So I have lots of smoothies and like bra. So, and I do believe that that wonderful system we have, it's like supporting you. So if you have maybe like a chilling coming up and you say, okay, this is important, guys, can you just tell me what you need? Your body will show you. This is how I do that right now. And also like the connection thing that it's a funny story, because every time I felt like a new person or a new guy is coming into my life, my behavior of like eating changed. It's like yes, we connect through food. This is so, and don't underestimate maybe that part. And don't judge yourself. So, and also be aware, of course, it has an impact. Yeah. Yes.
And the body can also forgive and take on a lot too. So, like, I notice that I'll be okay for 2 to 3 days, and then it's like I'd better shape up.
Yes.
I get 3 days max.
Yeah, and like no pressure, you know that, like just listen, and yeah, and it makes me feel more free than having all the pressure. So I realize I don't want to teach no more nutrition seminars, because I don't want to tell people what they have to eat. So this just like my path. But let's talk about light codes again and like channeling. So I remember when I met you, and you had that like a sketchbook or something, and you were
Oh,
drawing
yeah.
codes, and you showed me the
Yeah.
wonderful things that you like collecting, and you want to have. Yes. And I remember the moment, and I mean, lots of years had passed by, and now you have 3 wonderful books. Yes.
There we go.
And so what brought you? Was it like a calling or something that you felt like I need to do this? What happened?
So I was having a wild dream, and
Oh,
seriously, I remember the dream today, and this happened probably in 2016, I think. Must have been 2016. That's 9 years ago. Yikes. But yeah, so I had a dream, and it I'll tell you the little bit of the dream, 'cause it's interesting. So I was in the dream, I was watching a movie, and it was a movie about mice, like anthropomorphized mice. And they were like going about their whatever the movie was, and I watched the whole movie, and it seemed like I sat through and watched a whole movie. And then the movie replayed. It started again, except this time I was one of the mice, and I was in the movie as one of the mice, and I realized that, and then I woke up, and in the darkness of my room, because it was, I don't know, 3 in the morning or something like that, In the darkness of my room, I had five symbols floating in this brilliant silver. And my body was vibrating, my heart was pounding, and it was just like this awe and wonder kind of moment and strong energy through, everywhere. It was as if I was sitting in an energetic soup, like the plasma in the room was activated and I was connected to it. And so I grabbed my journal and I drew these symbols. I didn't know what they were. We can call them codes, but I didn't know anything at the time. Drew them down and then proceeded to be introduced to my new head guide. And he just talked, I don't know, about a whole bunch of things I was madly writing. And then I was like, okay, we're done. And I put my journal aside and I went back to sleep. Like after all that energy, no problem, just right back to sleep. And then woke up the next day and thought, oh my gosh, did that just happen? And I grabbed my journal and sure enough, it was all there. And then I went to yoga class that morning. And while I was in yoga, I started seeing these symbols and forming in my mind's eye. And I said, oh, please help me to remember these. I want to write them down because I was in yoga and I couldn't. So I got home and it was like amazing. I remembered the codes. Spirit helped me remember and I drew them down. And from that day on, I was able to connect with these symbols. And I would go to this local cafe every day after, because I was in competitive show jumping and I had horses. I rode horses every day. And then when I was finished riding the horses, I'd go to this juice bar and I'd have a juice and maybe some lunch or something. And someone inevitably would sit next to me and start spilling their life story and all their woes. And I was on a journey of becoming I was an aspiring healer. I really wanted to help people. I had been through a traumatic back injury and was wanting to help people. And so instead of laying on of hands, which was what I was being trained to do at that point, you're in public. It might not be appropriate. I wasn't sure, all those things. And anyway, this code would start formulating. It would come forward from the back of my head. It would come forward into my mind's eye. And I'd say to the person sitting next to me, I see this code that might help your situation. Do you want me to draw it for you? And they would always say yes, and they would always be excited. And I'd draw it, and I would take a picture with my phone, and then I would give them the original, and I would keep mine, and I'd take it home, and I'd put it in this book. So this is the collection of these symbols that I got from people, random people sitting next to me sharing their life problems. And then I would carry this book around to every metaphysical shop, every spiritual event, every workshop I attended, and I would show it to people and I say, "What is this? What are these in here? Like I don't understand what they are." And finally, someone after 2 years said, "Oh, those look like light codes." Well, then I had something to Google. So I went home and Googled light codes, and there was this much information on the internet, or what was being presented to me, what spirit would allow me to see. But it was just enough to get me started. And then I started asking questions. I actually started asking my spirit team questions, and I started getting more information. So it took me quite a long time to realize that I should ask my spirit team about the thing that they're helping me to connect with. But yeah, so this collection of symbols became my very first book.
The little boot of light codes, I remember.
Little book of light codes. Yeah, this book right here. Yeah.
And then the second one
Yeah. So, okay. So
was
then, so this book was published in 2019, and in February of 20, actually in January of 2020, my partner and I went to Australia, and I went to a mind body spirit festival in Brisbane, in February. and we were there for a long time. And I presented this book at that expo, and then we went to New Zealand, and I did the same thing in New Zealand at a yoga festival. And I had all these people at these different events, they'd come to me and they'd start saying, "Yeah, do you speak light language?" And I'd be like, "No." And then this guy at the yoga festival said, "You know, you can speak, right?" And I said, "Oh, I think I can, but I don't know." And I was shy and I didn't want to, and it was weird, and I didn't want to be weird, and this was all weird enough anyway, and all of that. And so I didn't speak. But when I got home, it was COVID. So got home, and we were in a 2-week lockdown. And so I did two things. I wrote another book, and I got out of my own way of speaking light language. So this is the second book that I wrote during my 2-week lockdown. This one is really, yeah, like, I love that you're touching your heart. It
Wow.
is.
Like it comes in all right now. It's like, whoa, this is
Yeah.
wow.
It's super sweet, and it's interesting the people who get drawn to this book, especially because when I go to events and I have these two side by side, it's, who goes for this one, who goes for this one. Some people go for both. But I always find that interesting.
Yeah.
So this book is, my partner and I were on a little bit of a break, and we used the lockdown as sort of a good excuse, like, let's just go our separate ways for these 2 weeks and do some inner work and see what happens, kind of thing. And so I was in a bit of a dark night of the soul kind of thing, and processing all kinds of fears around, like, oh, are we going to break up, and all of that. And I started thinking about, what is suffering, and why does humanity insist on suffering? Because I remember thinking my entire life that it seemed absolutely ridiculous to me that we should suffer. So why is this? What is this? And so I meditated on it, and I was given a story. I was shown, the soul and how the soul has a fracture. And I was given the story, the backstory of why the soul had a fracture. And it was this moment when the great creator gave us free will, and in giving us free will, we misinterpreted what that meant, and we didn't see it as freedom to go explore. We saw it as, oh, I'm not worthy, or I'm not wanted, or I'm not, all these. You want to jump in?
I don't want to interrupt you because it's really so important what you have to say, but I ask myself right now, what is free will? Because please, what in your point of view is free will? What does the spiritual guidance say to a free will life?
Free will is the, in my opinion, is the freedom to go do and be whatever you want. Go do and experience and be and grow and try things out and go do it. It is the ultimate expression of unconditional love.
So to explore life without any rule.
It goes beyond the human. This is from the soul's perspective. This is the soul's perspective. When we're in human form, there's laws and regulations that, to keep us safe, to keep us, like, respecting one another so that society can function. So we as humans living in the world that we have created don't have the free will that our soul has, I would say. Like, we are conditioned to stay in a certain box. There's certain parameters that are there to guide us for many reasons. And We could get into a debate whether or not that's good or not, but the fact that we could debate that is an example of free will.
Definitely. And
So that's why it's light codes for the soul. It's not light codes for the human. It's light codes for the soul because it takes us to the soul. So the soul can, you can, your consciousness can make connection with that moment that happened when the great creator said, I want to go learn everything there is. Go do it. Go figure it out. Go experience it. Go try that on. Like, what happens when you do that? Like, good, go figure it out. And there isn't any judgment around it. I think one of the biggest issues that humans have is the lack of understanding that we live in a dualistic universe, that we live in opposition and polarity, and that that's not only natural, but it's right and a good thing. We judge the dark as if it's bad, and we judge the light that it's good. It's not that clear. It's not that cut and dry. I'm not saying that dark is inherently good, but the light isn't inherently good either. So, like, there's, it's complicated. It's complicated.
And I remember when you asked me to write an article about shadow work. So what I feel like is in the spiritual scene, this is just like my opinion, that we try to split apart something, which is a part of us too. Like you say, we live in a holistic world, we live in a polarity. And I love language because language shows us, like, take the word, like the word woman. You have the man in the world, or when you talk about without, there's with and out. So just like think about it. It's already there. And to have that capacity, just let it be there. Like all the emotion, you can be sad and you can be like joyful at the same time. It can coexist, so why not? So I feel like, and maybe then there like trauma comes in that we make things really, or we act rigid because we need that, because we can't, we don't have the capacity to hold it or to accept it, at least that it's there. And maybe
Yeah, and then
yes. Yeah, sorry.
hopefully if we experience that, then we start asking the question, why? Why am I having trouble with this?
That's a good one. Why?
Because now you can heal it. If you can if bring understanding, healing is about shedding light, so bringing consciousness to the thing that's causing you distress, and then smoothing the energy out, neutralizing it. That's what he that's all healing is. Bringing your consciousness in, because oftentimes there's a void, there's a lack of you-ness in that area. And so you're bringing yourself into that space and you're going, oh, wow, that's interesting. And you're looking at it and hopefully you're seeing it from different angles. And hopefully you're learning what it's showing you about yourself, the world, whatever. And then you can just go, okay, make peace with it. And it smooths out. That to me is like the ideal healing scenario. As soon as you release a charge and your consciousness fills that space, there's no more problem.
Just feeling where we want to go to.
Well, I could keep going with the
What
books.
got me out of the sentence is like, life creates itself. I have an impulse to those words. Life creates itself again and again.
Yeah, because it's a flow. There's a momentum. Yeah, so it's kind of, it reminds me of when an author writes like a mystery novel or something, and they say, I don't know, it just wrote itself. Because it's like they weren't struggling to come up with what all was going to happen. It just unfolded. And that's the magic. When you get into those spaces, that's magical. You have an athlete who's like dribbling a basketball across the court and just f soars up and makes an amazing 3-point shot or something. Or like with me with the horses, and every distance to the fence that we had to jump was perfect. And then the horse could use its whole body, and there's so much power, and the horse is feeling amazing, and my balance is appropriate. And it's just magic how it all flows and comes together. That to me is like, that's life. You're in the flow. You're in that perfect harmony with where you are in this very moment in time. You're present and you're not worried about anything. You're just right there.
Is life force flow?
Yeah. I feel like then that's when you're energized. And things are effortless.
Yeah, and without any judgmental stuff there upon, just like the pure flow, which could be pure love too. I mean, the podcast has a title, Creativity, Empathy, Flow. So, and it's for artists, healers, and HSPs, highly sensitive people. So, I mean, you can, I think, I truly believe, I truly deeply believe that any kind of healer knows what we're talking about. And any kind of artist who is really creating from its pure soul, that effortlessly momentum you create, which is like for me like the highest good as you can ever achieve, and you don't have to achieve anything, by the way. So thank you for
Yeah. You just have to be you. You just have to be your love.
Oh, that really moves me. Thank you so much for that. And we were talking about if maybe you would like to give us a little channeling or a little light language. I don't know if
Yeah.
something wants to be channeled right now through your beautiful body, mind, and soul system.
Sure, yeah. I think we'll channel some universal source energy. Yeah. So when we offer this light language, it's important to know that it is of love. And it's incredibly intelligent because it's universal energy. So all you have to do is relax and receive. You don't have to do anything. Your being is going to receive the vibrations of this sound and energy and choose what it wants to do with it. So while there's like a topic that comes through, it isn't like we're saying you have to fit into this zone with it. In fact, like light language is, it's an infinite potential on whatever topic that we're sharing. So that means that there's space for you and your process and your being, no matter where you are, where you need to go, what you need to find the most perfect resonance and alignment. And it all happens automatically because your being is incredibly intelligent. This language is incredibly intelligent. And so it just, they come together and magic happens. So you don't have to do anything. Just let it flow. Let it be. Is there any specific topic you would like the energy to focus on?
About pure love.
Just feeling love.
Pure love. Yes.
How about feeling our own love?
Like, what's the purest, the purest of the purest unconditional love?
You want that from the universe, or do you want to feel it your own energy, your own?
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Wow.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so for those who haven't heard light language before, it sounds funny. That's on purpose. It's to bypass the thinking brain. So it's just the sound vibration that matters here. It's not an intellectual exercise at all. We just let that go. I'll invite you to feel into your heart space and also into your feet so that you stay nice and grounded. And we want to welcome this energy into the body. Haki takopotana o se pejialai te gamana te yesi te ka poti shia tane saki ta kata kamanto. Pitisi te ka poti gamana ta chigat tana sa chigat ta tana sa chigat ta ta tana sa chigat ta 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 tana sa chigat ta 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 tana ta tana o tai anot ta ta tai. Hot Te o ai I ta 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 i so i te ka pata i ta 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 i a so chika manda te i ta ta nai sa chika manda ta hi ta 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 i nai e te o e te ne te o a te ne te o a te ne te o si ka ta 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 i nai a so a te te chika na ta i a so chika na ta ta nai a so Om nai o. Hitaya so ki ra, hitaya so ki ra, hitaya so ki ra. Kutia, so i tita mo si ra. O tai shota, hyo ta shoita. Yo, pati. O shina ti te i tsoko pota na i ta ka pota ingo ta ka pete i si. I o ta pota da i kua kana ti. Let's take a nice deep breath. Let it all out through the mouth. Let it all go. Let's try that one more time. Big inhale through the nose, out through the mouth. Sighing it all out. Bashido kida kida say it to kabano. Shiana kibate. Shida kidate. Shida kidate. Shida kidate. Atomote kidnon kubotane. Anne. 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 Anneya, 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 po, 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 ho, ho, shida, gita, kotata. Akita kapotana so tale chi pataki sa yo satya taya shikada hada 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 sa sa sa
Beautiful. Just felt a lot of energy in my womb. Just like that feminine power of receiving silence and being.
And creation.
Yeah.
There's so much of the divine feminine that's been suppressed, and because of the creative abilities, like the Milky Way, right? Like you look at our entire galaxy, it's feminine. Yeah, it's bringing that back into its rightful power and balance. Balance, though, it doesn't mean dominating. Doesn't mean to dominate. It doesn't mean to take over. It's about being in balance. And I'm hoping that this new era that we're moving into, we're going to discover what that balance is for the divine feminine and the divine masculine. The
What's divine
divine.
masculine for you? How does it
Sorry?
feel? The divine masculine, what is it for you?
Divine masculine is stable and supportive of the divine feminine. So the divine feminine is the creator energy. But it needs boundaries and it needs support in order to manifest so much. And that focus that the masculine brings is essential. The container that the masculine can create. Yeah. So I feel like and it's equal. It isn't that the divine feminine is greater than the man, male energy. It's equal, and they're both incredibly beautiful and powerful and amazing.
This makes me so happy when you talk about that topic. Like, this is, it resonates what I feel. And what my truth is. And it has nothing to do with muscle power or being harsh. It's like the masculine is for me very sensitive, like very soft, very empathetic in a kind of way that it's really vulnerable to in the most beautiful ways. So, yeah. I hope that helps maybe some man to reconnect with that, and so it can flourish and to hold space for the feminine power, which is creativity in its purest form, like playful and having fun, and there is no restriction of what's right or wrong. So as long as it's playful, and I have like a picture like that, you know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Is there anything you want to add? Is there anything you want to share?
Well, my work has been going in the direction of the eternal heart essence, and I feel like that's a really powerful concept for people to play with. The aspect of ourselves that is truly eternal, like crosses all timelines and dimensions and like universes. Like it's the part of us that can never be create. It was never created nor destroyed. Like it's like the definition of like what energy really is. And it for me, if I try not to go into hierarchies, but sometimes for the brain, it sort of helps us to understand things. So the low heart for me is the ego heart, and that's the part that can get confused and hurt, and we would build walls around, and that we need to go do a bunch of healing on. That's that sort of thing. And the high heart is the eternal heart or the sacred heart, and this is the part that is perfect no matter what. Is the heart is our true love heart essence that has wisdom and great understanding and has space and love for it all. So as we move forward in as we're walking our path as a human in this crazy world, that's the heart we want to connect to, because that's the heart that's going to make sense of it all. Because it's confusing times right now. It's very
Definitely.
confusing. So
Yeah.
this heart understands. So if you're feeling confused, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling emotional, upset, it's that eternal heart essence that can bring that balance back, that can help you to understand why things are playing out the way they are, and how it's at the end of the day, it's a good thing. Because remember when we said at the beginning that there's room for it all, free will, the Great Spirit gave to all of us to go experience things. So go experience things.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, because for me, life, it's all about having fun too and not being too harsh on yourself or restrictive. As I said, you create and we co-create and we define what it is to live on this planet. So I just remember when I was sitting in school and I was counting the days and I thought, okay, now it's Wednesday, cool, I can make it until the weekend. And as what was in my brain, I thought, this is life. So I'm still wondering what this life is all about.
Life is about experiencing. It's experiencing, really. Like that's what creator energy wants is to come to know itself. So our job as individuals is to come to know ourselves. Who are we? Who are we not? What are we doing here? Why are we here? To ask those questions and to explore the answers and to go play and figure it out and try things on and experience new things and see how that feels. Like maybe you want to go learn how to play the piano. Go try it. See if you like it. If you don't like it, move on. Like it doesn't have to be a big deal. We make a big deal about a lot of things. And
Definitely.
so, but I would also, if I may, I would also like to suggest that there's a meditation technique that can be really, really helpful for our inner exploration and releasing the energies that we don't want to carry with us anymore and stuff like that. And that's fractaline healing. And I use this a lot and find it very, very helpful.
And I remember you developed that a couple of years ago. Can people find it on your website or on your Instagram channel, or how can people
Yeah.
wonderful work?
So you can find it through my
Okay.
website, which is Light Codes by Lara, LAARA. And yeah, we have workshops, but they're work at your own pace. So it's a very unique meditation and structure. So it was, I called it gifted to me by spirit, but since I've been working with it for a while now, and I've now learned that I was part of its co-creation, and one of my missions was to bring it here. And so it's a co-creation, and everyone who goes in there is co-creating also. So if you feel drawn to it, it's because your soul wants to play in that space and co-create it. But it's an actual space in the quantum field of unlimited possibilities and potential. We enter it by going into a deep, it's a pretty, well, it's not a super deep meditation. It's a light meditation where we are feeling into our body and we're expanding into our aura, but we're staying grounded. It's not an astral projection. So we're staying connected to our body. And then we enter into this space. And upon entering, our chakras align, our physical matrix aligns to our etheric matrix aligns to our physical body. And when we see an energy healer, often, first of all, those are two separate treatments and they're 20 minutes. So we get these two treatments instantaneously just by entering the field. Chakras align and balance, and the etheric matrix is aligned. And then we find ourselves floating in this space that is so nice. It's so comfortable. The energy is beautiful. And it's like a container. There are boundaries to it. The boundaries are that you can only act in love while you're in there, and you can only work with beings who act in love. That's it. So in other words, you can't do any harm. The energy dissolves. Like, it's not possible to work outside of love. And otherwise, it's an infinite space of infinite potential. So I tell students, if you want to build a castle, build a castle. If you want to do backflips, do backflips. If you want to heal your knee, heal your knee. Like, you can do distance healing, you can bring people in, you can connect with spirit, you can do Akashic records, you can do belief work, shadow work, like whatever you want to do, you can bring into that space. And that's the first level. And then the second level is you have to go through the first level. And then because it's structured a bit like a fractal, it goes deeper into itself. So you literally have to follow a certain pathway to go deeper, and then you enter into this whole new space. It's a totally different energy, and we call it the platform, and it borders the void. So if you are a person who loves to do void meditations, but can find it sometimes challenging to get into the void, to get into this state of mind where you can actually find yourself in the void, you can just go through fractal line healing and end up there. Like, it's very systematic, which is really helpful. But this is a very powerful place to do affirmations. It's even more powerful for shadow work. So if there's particularly sticky energies, I would go into the platform area to do that work. And then the energies they shed off a lot easier. And it just keeps going. So there's like seven levels now. And each level is its own unique space and energy and purpose. And yeah.
So, if you want to, please give me links and we can put them into the show notes. People can find your work. And I just wanted to say thank you for your time and your effort.
Thank
I know
you.
that you have a really full schedule. You lately were just like traveling a lot. So, thank you so much. I might be happy
Thank you for having me.
friendship too. So, in my like, I would say just at least, no, not at least, like almost favorite city in the world. So thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me. It's lovely chatting.
Yes. So I wish you a wonderful time. Stay healthy. Connect with Lara Jackie. And I'm glad you are in my life. Aloha.
Aloha.